Okay. All right, you guys ready? Let's do this. Okay.
Mama Lady.
Is
there
a second name?
I don't
know. I think it's been a long trial.
Mama Lenny.
Okay. All right, guys. You guys ready? Okay. I don't have the thing. I called this meeting to order on Friday. October 24th of 2025 in the Joe Crowley Student Union 406 conference room. And we will now move on to line item 4, roll call.
You did say the time. At
1:34 p.m. Okay, we will now move on to line item 4, roll call.
Okay, this might just be me.
Go for it.
Quite a while, but don't you have to say 2 and 3?
No, we'll do roll call first and then the land acknowledgement.
Okay. Okay. Director Navarte?
Present.
Assistant Director Rock?
Present.
Commissioner Mamoni?
Manvi? Oh. Manvi, can you say that again?
Okay. Present.
Commissioner Campbell?
Present.
And Commissioner Adovano?
Absence excused.
Okay, quorum is present.
Okay, we'll now move on to line item 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge the University of Nevada, Reno, is situated on the traditional homeland of Nyumu, Washu, Niue, Nyuwu peoples. These lands continue to be the gathering place for indigenous people, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. We'll now move on to line item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll now move on to line item 7, minutes. Let's see, I am seeking a motion to approve the minutes from August 11, 2025 by unanimous consent. I move to approve the minutes by unanimous, okay, never mind. Right, by unanimous consent. And someone says second. Second by Assistant Director Rock. Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. All right, we'll now move on to line item 8, reports. Okay, so pretty much what I've been doing so far, previously, 2 weeks ago, so the homecoming parade was a success, and I would really like to thank Manvi for helping us out with the elementary schools. And then also the Sexpo, I just want to say thank you, Caitlin, for tabling for that. I really do appreciate that, even though I wasn't there. Sorry. Also, the Know Your Rights. Thanks, Bea, for tabling as well. That was a success. I did had a meeting with UndocuPack. And we talked about the I Stand with Immigrants event. I also had a meeting with the DEI office, with Cheyenne. And we talked about collaborating with our idea grants, but we will talk about that maybe next meeting. And then for the UNR International Club, I believe you guys got the emails as well, right? I had a meeting with them 2 days ago for a sponsorship. And then I also drafted an I Stand with Immigrants. We will talk about that later on. And then also, don't forget, we do have a Saturday meeting. It's only 5 minutes. I do need someone in person, and the rest can be in Zoom. So, yeah. Does anyone want to be in person?
I can come in person.
Bea said she would like to, So she yeah, so maybe just Bea and then everyone can just be in Zoom. So is there any questions, concerns? Perfect. All right. Seeing none, moving on to Assistant Director Rock.
All right, so my report, I'm going to be mostly giving internship updates since we are now week 4. As you guys may recall, this is not my first rodeo running the IDEA internship, but with that said, I have been doing things differently this session compared to last, which I think most of the officers were there. You two were, so... I'm just sort of building up the internship curriculum a little bit, creating more accessible resources through Google Classroom this year instead, and also just generally maintaining the organization by creating a spreadsheet as well to track intern attendance and participation with everything. In addition, in other news, the interns seem to be getting along with each other very well, you guys might have noticed. We have already had 4 intern meetings as of today. Yesterday was our 4th. And several of our interns have been showing up to all the events, tabling, even budget meetings. Hello. And internship orientation was also a huge success, officers included. It was really great seeing everyone there. And I was glad that all of our department was able to show up and hang out, get to know each other a little bit more. And especially as AD, my goals are always to, I'm really glad that everyone's getting together and getting along. I'm very confident that we are going to have a really great session and achieve all of the goals that I have as AD for maintaining interns, increasing number of applying interns for the officer positions next semester, and just having a very comfortable, close, connected department. So far everything's going really well. And then another thing I just want to bring up, it's more of like a question that can be discussed at another time. I believe it was earlier this month that we discussed coordinating an event with government affairs, and especially like being led with me and Munvi. So considering the resignation of Director Taylor, I just wanted to see if we're expecting to collaborate with Gov Affairs. But like I said, this can be sort of discussed a little bit more in the future. But that's all for me.
Thank you. Is there any question? Okay. Seeing none, moving on to Commissioner Campbell, Commissioner Mumalenani.
We finished visiting all the elementary schools for the homecoming posters, and we've been handing out the first social justice packet at a lot of our events, and it was really cool getting to see Erica Roth talking about the Know Your Rights and the ACLU, because we had our packets with the Know Your Rights card right there, so mm-hmm. Everyone that had questions on that was able to go home with a little one. I finished the second social justice packet for the most part. I did want to get your guys' feedback because in the upcoming events section, I realized I have one from IDEA, and then the next one was in January. I can send it in the Teams chat if you guys want.
Yes, that would be awesome.
I just sent it. But yeah, if you guys have any feedback, comments, concerns, or anything you want to change, let me know. I focused for the DEI section of this one. It was a little, what's the word? Dark almost, because they're working really hard to get rid of DEI, but I think it's important for students to know. And I also added a little like, this could affect your status with your scholarships and financial aid, because a lot of scholarships are based on DEI. So if these bills are passed, they could run into issues. And I just added a section for reminders for students if some of these bills are passed, and also just to like check in with their mental health and where to go for advocacy and support. I was also wondering, did we get like a final date for the I Stand With Immigrants?
Yes. Sorry, Director Navarte speaking. Yes, we did. It's on November 21st, which we will talk about that. It's in the agenda. We'll discuss that later on.
Thank you. And that's it for my report.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Seeing none, we will now move on to Commissioner Campbell.
Okay, for this month overall, I've been mostly managing tabling and preparations for all of our October events, such as helping with API Night Market, the Filipino Festival, ensuring that their materials were given and that they have all their resources, preparing everything for the tabling of Sexpo that Caitlin was able to table at, tabling momentarily for PAC Powerpuff, that was this week. Unfortunately, it was canceled at the time, and we're in discussion of whether or not that's postponed or canceled officially. I've also been in communications just briefly with ASA's Africa and Reno, the wedding event, and making sure that they have all of their information and posters. And lastly, just checking in with Dia de los Muertos Sugar Skull Workshop, that is with the Multicultural Center, understanding what they might need from us and who is also attending for that kind of workshop. I've also been in discussion about planning I Stand with Immigrants, whether that's in logistics, the budgeting, and overall just the event itself. And we'll start getting into communication with UNR's police department for security purposes to ensure that the attendees that are coming feel secure, that they have safety within such an event that we'll be hosting on behalf of the UndocuPack. And then I've been slowly starting to get to IDEA's budget to ensure proper calculations, and we'll also review the distribution usage that we have in order for future sponsorships and whether or not that should be lowered or put at a limit. I've also been in communication with Assistant Director Rock just about our way of going about the internship, informing them what my role is and what they need to know regarding event planning and some other things within ASUN. And that is all that I have. Is there any questions?
Seeing none, we will now move on to Commissioner Ottaviano.
Commissioner Campbell, reporting on behalf of Commissioner Ottaviano. His report begins with he has been in communication with ASEA regarding marketing for Africa in Reno, the wedding. He's also been preparing to reach out to community partners for I Stand with Immigrants, planning marketing for I Stand with Immigrants, and has also been in recent communication with the Public Relationships Department regarding changes with their department, changes and challenges regarding Inkblot, and how ASUN marketing as a whole will change going forward. Any questions?
Right. Seeing none, we will now move on to line item 9, old business. So just about Filipino Festival event. How was it? Like, how was it for you guys? The Filipino Festival, what was fun? What should we, is there any changes that you guys would like to do prior to going to the event tabling?
I think it was a really, for the record, Commissioner Campbell, I think what we did for the Filipino Festival was perfect, especially with what we had, the orientation right before it. I know we didn't have a lot of preparation for that, nor enough time to get additional stuff for the event, but we worked with a lot with what we had. We were in constant communication with the Filipino Festival Club itself, and I think overall, I think just preparations for next time and understanding how that scheduling might conflict with events and just kind of having more a little bit of awareness where our limitations is at, especially after going through a long day and going straight into that event. But otherwise, it was really successful, and the outcome and seeing that many people was really great.
Yeah. Director Navarte, for the record. I think it was really fun, and I do agree with you about the preparedness. We really didn't have any, I would say, like, items for tabling. However, we did found some stuff prior or from the other events that we've had. But we just note that, like, we've already agreed upon going to the Filipino Club Festival or Filipino Festival. So then the intern orientation was just, it was, for me, was kind of shocking too, like, with the dates and stuff. So, unfortunately, sometimes we just have to, I would say, accommodate with the orientation since it's, like, required and it's for our interns too. But yeah, definitely we'll try to be organized with our event planning. We'll try, no promises though. No promises. But yeah. Any other comments, concerns about Filipino Festival? But it was fun. I love the food. You guys, yeah. I love the food. Okay, perfect. Now moving on to the African Student Association, which is the wedding event. So this Saturday, which is tomorrow, ASA, the event runs from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. 6 p.m., I believe. And then just note that we also have a meeting at 12. So it's only like a 5-minute meeting. I have to leave at 3 p.m. because I do have some personal things going on. However, I do need at least 2 officers to help in this event. Maybe just tabling wise or just help organize. Yeah. So is anyone, can anyone go to the event for like an hour or so for tabling or just to help organize or set up with their event?
Commissioner Campbell speaking. I can be there for the setup, which I'm believing it's at 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I can table for an hour, but I will also leave around 3.
Okay.
Commissioner Mulaney, for the record, I can table with Bea, or if you want me to stay after 3, I can do that as well.
This is Rebecca Rock, for the record. Same boat as Munvi, where I am available for whenever. But yeah, especially if needed at like 3, you know, 3 to 5, 4 to 6, whatever.
Awesome. Okay, is there any questions? Perfect. All right. Seeing none, we'll now move on to line item 10, new business. I am seeking a motion to approve the budget for I Stand With Immigrants.
I second.
Second by Commissioner Campbell. All those favor say A. All those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say oy. With that, the motion passes. So we'll now discuss the I Stand With Immigrants. Let me see. Does anyone have the documents, the draft for that?
For like the
Okay, perfect. Okay, so like I mentioned to Commissioner Momaleneni, the event will happen on November 21st on a Friday because we also want to make sure that there will be students coming and there's no classes. Hopefully there some of them, they don't have any classes. But we did move the location from the Joe Crowley Ballroom to Rotunda instead. I did had a meeting with UndocuPac and they said that the attendance expectations should be around 100 to 150 people. And then for the day of meeting prior to the event, I would like to propose for November 7th, which is Friday, at 2 p.m. So I know that we have our formal meeting for November 7th at 1:30. So my plan is to maybe pass a budget at 1:30 p.m. and have everyone like Undocupac, Carmina, everyone that is involved in I Stand With Immigrants at 2 p.m. during that day. And then we also have November 11th, which is Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. The reason being is Undocupac have interns. So some of them, they won't be able to make to that like meeting, the pre-meeting that we have. So that would be just kind of like another date for them to talk about the event. And then if we could have a speaker in the event, that would be great, preferably Spanish speaker. Any questions?
Assistant Director Rock, for the record, but one of our interns, if that is all right, one of our interns speaks fluent Spanish, so we can consider that. We can circle back on this, but okay. We can definitely have someone who speaks Spanish to be there to speak.
Okay, perfect. I love that. And then, let's see. Forgot to share this to someone. Okay, perfect. Okay, so likewise, I Stand With Immigrants means choosing to support and uplift those who have moved to a new country in search of opportunity, safety, and belonging. So for like the logistic wise, right, we would start check-in from 4 to 4:30 p.m. And volunteers would have name tags. Unfortunately, I just don't think that it's fair for the students to have name tags. Just for safety purposes. And then I did purchase a thank you card for Tablers, ASUN department, and all of our guest speakers. And we have like this little baggies. I think that we should put like the Know Your Rights card and the pamphlets in there as well. And then just kind of like stickers and all the items that is in the agenda. I was thinking maybe drinks are available in the check-in, so that way it's like they can just walk around during the presentations or walk around during tabling. And then they would have like beverage on their hand. And then also the UNRPD, just to make sure that everyone's like for everyone's safety. Honestly, I don't think that it should be right. I don't think that we should have UNRPD in the rotunda. I was thinking maybe just like around campus for everyone's safety, and also with, like I said, like what's going on with ICE and everything. I feel like it would make people uncomfortable if there's a UNRPD in the event. So maybe just like have them like around campus or like by West Stadium or something for a lookout. And then after 4:30 to 5:15 p.m. so that's like a 45-minute, I kind of want to do like music and our presentations about ASUN, and then pretty much like just tabling. So like students would just walk around and go to like the tablers. Our tablers would be, for example, like snaps or pack pack provisions, ASUN departments, counseling services. So, like, all the resources that our students may need. And then I was thinking of, like, I don't know if you guys know, like, the tickets. Like, you know the, which one was it? API Night Market? Yeah, so, yeah, not the stamp card, but, like, instead of, like, the stamp cards, we could have, like, tickets, like, this red tickets, what is it called?
Caitlin, assistant director Rock, for the record. Are you thinking more of the, sort of, like, the raffle tickets that they had?
Yes, yeah, so I plan to, like, purchase those and maybe give those tickets to, like, each tabler. And what they could do is, like, whenever a student come to their table and ask questions, like, they would give them a ticket. Mm-hmm. And then those students would give it to us, and then they would put it in, like, this bucket. The reason why is because I do plan to purchase, like, the t-shirts, the I Stand With Immigrants t-shirts. And DocuPack suggested those. They said that they got it for free last year. So I tried signing up for the t-shirts, but unfortunately they ran out. And they said that it was very popular during the event. So I was thinking maybe those are, like, just the prices. Yeah, what do you guys think? Okay, perfect. And then I also purchased the tablecloth. It will be red. I don't know. Something that I could think of, like, the color. But if you guys would like to change that, let me know. And then from 5:15 p.m. to 6 p.m., that's, like, a 45-minute thing. That's going to be our open announcement, so everyone gets food. Wait, actually... Yeah, so everyone gets food around that time, and then everyone gets seated, and then that's when we start introductions of the events. From after 6 p.m., this would be, like, an introductions for Carmina and Vice President, or actually President Aglobat and Vice President McNamara. So from 6 p.m. to 6:05 p.m., just kind of, like, introducing themselves and speak about, like, UNR, ready to support this movement. And then after six, yes, question. Oh,
kind of, but I'll take
away. After 6:05, this will be our presentation. So 6:05 to 6:45, which is a 40-minute presentation, including questions. This would be ACLU slide. So, it was such a great idea by Commissioner Momalaneni to have ACLU speak and present during this event. And then 6:45 to 7 p.m., that's 15-minute, we will announce the winners for the shirts and give it out. And then the wrap-up would be 7 p.m. So food will still be available in the rotunda. And then that's when we start cleaning. And yeah, those are just kind of, like, the time logistic. We'll go over all the items and everyone's responsibility.
Assistant Director Rob, for the record, I just had a question about the, like, food, I guess. I'm looking at the proposal right now, and I noticed Olive Garden, love it. But I was just, did we consider, like, any maybe, like, local options maybe, and or I don't know, I just was maybe wondering the reasoning. I feel like this could also be a good time to sort of reach out to local, whether even if it's just like local restaurants, local businesses for this, but thoughts.
Director Navarte, for your record. The only food-wise that I could think of that I feel like would smell really good was Olive Garden. So I was like, you know what? Because last year during Clubs and Orgs, like, we had Olive Garden and everyone was, yeah, it smelled really good too. And yeah, everyone liked it. Honestly, that's the only food that I could think of. But if you guys want to add more to it, just like what you said, like local vendors, we can absolutely do that and maybe possibly just add it into our agenda maybe next time. Yeah, but I think, I mean, that's a great idea too. Honestly, the more food that we have, I think would be great. Yeah, but Olive Garden, they do tax exempt, and that's pretty much it. We just want to make sure that like the local vendors that we will be getting food from, they're tax exempt as well, and they are they're yeah. Questions, concerns? But like, I mean, who doesn't love Olive Garden? okay, perfect. So then when you guys look through like the food items, so unfortunately I did cross out the Coca-Cola since we are I did purchase Capri Sun water bottles, Pepsi, the Olive Garden, and the cheesecake for like dessert. And then for a list of items, so I plan to purchase the I Stand With Immigrants shirt, so 10. And then the red bags, red tablecloth, the thank you card for everyone, and then the social justice stickers from Amazon, gloves, obviously, the container for our food, the silverware, index card. So the index card, I don't really know what was going through my head, but I was thinking of maybe just like having a little activity for everyone, using an index card. So if Caitlin, you do you mind creating like a little game that we could use the index cards for? And then I also ordered the Fiesta paper for like just decoration wise, the notepads and pens, you guys are gonna love those. So there's like a notepads and pens for everyone, and then obviously the LCR printing. So it's been, Inglot is kind of busy currently, so we might just have to print out some of our posters and flyers from LRC. And then, so now moving on to like you guys' roles. Let me know if you guys need to make any changes, or if you guys have any questions. But for Jaden, obviously making a flyer, printing out flyers. And I honestly would love Jaden to kind of reword the phrase, I stand with immigrants. I feel like that would, I don't know, when we make a poster and it says, I stand with immigrants, it just seems like it could target the event, if that makes sense. So we may need to reword the phrase, for safety purposes. And then I would like him to maybe print out like a poster, maybe like 10 pieces, so 10 times 11 poster, and then also like input that there will be t-shirts giveaway. And then I would like him to possibly email some of these resources like Pack Provisions, Nevada Cares, Money Mentors, or Financial Aid for tabling. So the bolded ones that I have is a priority for tabling. UndocuPack did send me an email for religious orgs or other organizations that they've worked with in the past during the I Stand With Immigrants. So we will be emailing them, or Jaden, And then pretty much we will also invite all of the ASUN departments. And then he'll be emailing ASUN President Aglabot and Vice President for a speech. As for Caitlin, I would love for you to make like a volunteer interest form for ASUN officers to sign up for either setups, check-ins, tabling, food server, drink server. So this really have to be, I would say this has to be like organized efficiently. So we can work on that, like how, you know, how we can distribute like each role to each officers once they volunteer. And then also the interdepartment communication. So like for assistant directors, I would like for you to follow up on them, how we could, I would say, collaborate with them, with their interns as well, and their officers, how we could spread the word around the department. And then this also means that you will need to do check-ins during the event, like checking the volunteers, like interns and the officers, making sure that they, if they have any concerns or questions, you'll be able to delegate and answer those, and then make like a little game for like during the event. Maybe ask like one of the departments, for example, like the government affairs, if they would like to present a game or something during the presentations. And then for Bea, obviously the rotunda, I need to edit that. And then the UNRPD, so if you do have any questions about UNRPD, bless you, about the UNRPD, we'll go ahead and talk to Carmina about that, how to get them, how to notify them that the event is happening. So, let's see. And then I did say organize a map for the rotunda, like how would we set up a table and stuff. I just think that the rotunda is so small that we can't fit 10 tables. So I really don't know how to go about that. I was thinking maybe having Manvi like kind of draft one, like how would we set up all the tables, but since you will be doing the rotunda form, we can honestly just like maybe talk about it and work on it together. Because I was thinking maybe like a setup like Nevada Bound. So you know how like they have like all the tables like on the wall far back, and then like they have like all like the tables like in the middle kind of. So I was thinking maybe that, or do you guys think it would be kind of awkward to just sit in the middle? Because yeah, so it's like all the tablers would be like on the wall, and then in the very middle that would be like my Zoom timed out.
Are you on your ASUN Zoom
account? Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay, let's continue. It's all done.
Commissioner Campbell, speaking for the record. I don't think that would be awkward if we have the tables placed around the room, minus the exit. That is most important when it comes to the structure and the logistics, is that we don't cover any of the exits.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have them lined around the room and have enough space for where we want the presenters to be in the far where everyone can see them, and then have mostly just chairs in the center, if we want to have enough space for people to sit down and be able to mm-hmm. see that presentation, it would mostly consist of chairs. But we also have to remember that a lot of the tables, the wooden chairs, everything that's already placed in that room cannot be moved out, and it has to be in that room as well. So it has to be situated alongside with the tablers, either used or put off somewhere that's still gives them enough space, but is still not strictly pulled out of the room. And then there's also the piano. That piano, I know we can move out. We just have to be careful about damaging it. But everything else should be fine. If either way, we could also move some of the tablers outside into the breezeway, if that also creates more room. And also, we could take that space by the breezeway. If you understand where the stairs go down to the out one, there's that space there. We could also use that as another setup for setting purposes after the presentation.
This is another rock, really quick. And we can definitely do check in around that like breezeway spot. I remember when we did Mardi Gras last year, mm-hmm. that's exactly where we had check in. So that way the check doesn't have to take up more space in the rotunda itself.
Director Navarte, for your record. I think I was kind of leaning towards that too, like having the check-in in the breezeway, and then so that way is like the flow of the line will be consistent and efficient. And then we could definitely take out the piano because we really don't need that. As far as like taking out like any tables, I don't think we necessarily need to take out any tables or chairs, because I feel like there wouldn't be enough anyways. So what we can do is, if there's any chance you fill out like the form for rotunda, maybe we'll do like a head count, or not head count, but chair count and tables as well. And then if we do need more, is there any possibility that we can like ask them to add more few chairs or
Commissioner table? Campbell, speaking for the record, I could talk with any of the coordinators for the KC, and I can talk about even just the logistics about it and give them an idea. And okay. they can also provide us multiple different versions of the setup.
Okay.
So if I hand them over a draft of my own, they will automatically start intervening, and will also help with more spacing, with giving more notes about that sort of spacing and where everything should be placed, where it should not be placed. And yeah, they are willing to give out more things, just as long as they understand what the purpose is for and why the setup looks very clustered.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, yeah, let's just I think that would be, sorry, Director Navarte for the record. I think that would be a great idea to just maybe ask them for help to see what they recommend. But we do, you know, I do also recommend for you to let them know that there will be 150 to 200 people.
Commissioner Campbell speaking.
I know what you're going to say.
The room has a
capacity
of 129, so it can only sustain so many people.
Okay.
At that limit, if people are going in and out, I'm sure there might be enough space for that.
Worst case
scenario, many people have to stand.
Okay. No worries. Director Navarro, for the record, I feel like people wouldn't stay for the entire event anyways. So I feel like they would just like check in, grab food, maybe go to the tablers, that's it, and head out. Some people, they definitely would want to stay and maybe hear the speakers, right? Because it does align with them personally. So yeah, I think we should be good. But just note that there will be, in the check-in process, there will be 150 to 200 people checking in. But if, yeah. Okay. And then, so, Bea, also, I would love for you to write, like, the food tax. Because you did that during the World Tourism Day, and I loved it. And I think that was, like, cute. So maybe we should work on the writing the food tags now, and then I would like for you to maybe order ahead of time for the cheesecake at Walmart, since I believe I ordered like 4 cheesecake platters, and then the Olive Garden, because it is the Olive Garden that is in the cart. It is more than, I would say, like, roughly estimate $500. So if we order that online, we can't go over $300. So it has to be ordered through phone. And then, so, and then also, like, the Pack Life request orders, such as Walmart and Amazon for the ice stand. Yeah, do you have questions?
Commissioner Campbell speaking? No, I do not. Although, for submitting the Pack Life form request, that's just a credit card request form.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's it.
Okay. All right. And then moving on to Manvi's responsibility. So I believe she did made the second social justice pamphlets, which is, I am really excited. And I just wanted to say I appreciate you for making that the second pamphlets. So just note that we will be handing this out to the students, and some students, they might invite their families, so just be aware of what we put in the pamphlets. We can talk about that. I believe we set up a meeting on this Sunday, so we'll talk about that a little bit more, and possibly in the Teams chat. You mentioned that you sent it to the group, so you know, we'll see what everyone has to say. And then just also note that we will need 200 pamphlets and also 200 Know Your Rights card. So, which means that there will be 100 English of the Know Your Rights card and then 100 Spanish of Know Your Rights card. I was also thinking maybe 100 pamphlets of English and then 100 Spanish. I don't know, what do you think?
If we did Spanish, I could definitely totally just put it through, Commissioner Mamalaneni for the record. I could put it through Google Translate, but I would probably need someone to check it, because I don't know Spanish. But yeah, I could do that after it's finalized, I could put it through Google Translate and ask, because Caitlin said one of the interns speaks Spanish, right? Maybe I could have them check it.
Commissioner Campbell, I can also suggest, because I work with some of the Spanish tutors and native speakers that are within Kane Hall, I could also ask for one of the professors to willingly translate everything more appropriately, especially if there are terms that are more, like, local or slang, anything that's hard to translate normally. So I could also suggest that and have a professor work on me for that.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then also, Manvi, I would like for you to possibly make the itinerary for the event. We could also make those, we can make all of these, or not make all of these, sorry. Talk about the pamphlets as well as the itinerary, on Sunday. And then for also make a menu for the food. I feel like that would be like a little fun thing to do. yeah, like using Canva or something. Because we will be putting the menu, like, for food in the baggies. like the little baggies, the red baggies that they will get in the check-in, or from the check-in. And then have you filled out the ACLU submission for a speaker? Or actually, we're not going to do that because UndocuPack sent us an email with one of, I believe, the director. Or I'm not so sure, but she sent us an email. He CC'd, or sorry, UndocuPack CC'd the director or whoever that is from ACLU. Now the only thing that we gotta do is email him back and give him all the information. And honestly, I was thinking maybe having like maybe request for like a one-on-one meeting with him. What do you think?
Sorry, Commissioner Mamalaneni, for the record, I think that's a good idea. I actually had the form open and I was, but, okay, so I don't need to fill it out.
No. Since, yeah, they reached out to us. So I think it should be in your email. I did send him an email stating that, you know, I have CC'd you in the email and you will be reaching out to him for a one-on-one meeting in regards to what's, you know, what time is the event and all the logistic parts.
Okay, perfect. I can do that today then.
Okay, perfect. Okay, other than that, do you have any questions, anyone? Okay, and then moving on to interns. So, I love this. Okay, so for the interns, I honestly will be requiring this if possible. Because we do need help as much as we can. So please plan ahead of time. It is honestly almost like a month from now. So I think that would be a good enough time for you guys to plan ahead. I would love for you guys to maybe serve food. So make sure that you have like proper attire. Wearing gloves at all times when handling foods. I am a big on girly about that. To wearing gloves when handing out foods, or even plates, please. And then like to tie your hair or put it behind your ears, that would be great. And then I would like maybe like one intern, to help check with like check in with Caitlin. And then also another intern to possibly, or actually two interns to do, to check like tablers if they need anything, they need food, drinks, and then another two person or maybe one person maybe packing food for UNRPD and, you know, tablers, if like they need food or something, outside. Because that would be, yeah, that would be rude if we don't just give them food while the events is going on. And also, like, our ASUN department. So maybe, like, just checking in, like, with our volunteers, collaborations, partnerships, like, if they're okay. So, yeah, obviously, we would need help with the setup as well. If you do have any questions, like, during the event, you know, first, I would like for you guys to maybe ask Caitlin, and then second, like, did you text our teams? So then if yes, you did, and no one has an answer, then you can ask me. We will have a second meeting, which is in 2 weeks from now, so you'll be able to ask me everything if you, you know, I should be able to finalize it before our meeting on November 7th. So I would suggest if you are still, there's still some like things that you want me to clarify, you can ask me during that meeting. Other than that, yeah. And then the rest should be like just the items and link. like I mentioned earlier, if you do suggest anything like food-wise or items changes, please let me know so we can put it in our agenda next week, or not next week, 2 weeks from now, or any like logistic and scheduling. Note that this is only a draft, so it's really not finalized. So if you see like any errors or anything, like for example, like it says Joe Crowley Student Union Ballroom, like honestly I have not revised it yet to Rotunda. So yeah, we can like play around with the draft for now, and then we'll finalize it on November 7th. Does that seem coolio? Good. Okay, perfect. And then like I mentioned, just a reminder, Manvi, we have our meeting this Sunday, so don't stress out, and we'll be fine. We'll talk about all of these next, or this Sunday. Other than that, that is it. The logistic parts, everything, responsibilities, roles, expectations for the ISAN with immigrants should be in there in the draft. Okay. All right. Well, okay, so now, okay, moving on to ideas for November calendar. So like an event, so we will honestly not, we will not brainstorm many ideas because I feel like November and December will be our midterm slash finals month. So honestly, I feel like we shouldn't add any more events during these times since we did a lot this October, as well as September. It was very hectic.
This is for the record. If there is like when I start hearing about, or I might reach out to Office of Indigenous Relations or the Multicultural Center just to see if they're all, if they're already planning on hosting anything, and then seeing if they would be okay with doing like having this table there. That way, like tabling is something like I can do, like that, like as like I'll take it on if they are available, if we can table for them, because that's just like one thing. It's just Heritage Month, guys. That's my thing. So with that, be something that, like, as long as I'm like kind of heading on and doing the coordination, I probably wouldn't be buying anything. I'd just be reaching out to them, seeing if that's something that we can do, because we pretty much use the same things for tabling always, so I'd probably just stick to what we have, work with what we got already. But if that's something that I can do, thoughts, would that be okay? If, because it'd just be like a small tabling thing. But
Director Navarte, for the record, I think that would be a great idea. I know that we were planning on the Voices of the Land. I really love that title, like I don't know, which unfortunately we had to cancel those because of other events that was going on, and also, you know, like it was too late to put it in the agenda, and it was too late to, I would say, organize and plan ahead of time. So I really do apologize for that, for canceling those. But I think that that would be a good idea. I was kind of thinking maybe we should like not have any events that we can host during November and December, but we for sure can table, but we just need to possibly, we just need to start thinking about like how many events are we tabling for, right? We need to limit ourselves, because I feel like this like past month we've been just saying yes, and I think that really our mental health matters, and I feel like we're so burnt out, and I honestly, as your director, I do not want any of you guys burnt out, So maybe, yes, we can table for that. We would love to, you know, join you as well as your team. I mean, we're your team. So obviously, we'll join you with that. But maybe just kind of let's limit ourselves and the department's sake. Let's limit the tabling that we will be doing on November and December. But yeah, definitely the I Stand With Immigrants as well as the indigenous events or tabling, that would be fun. Note that I did order like tote bags, so we can like use that for that tabling. And then also I believe we still have like the Walmart chips, so I need to do a correction on that if we were to spend that those chips for another event. But yeah, please let me know like when's the date and what time and stuff like that, so we can plan ahead. Like I mentioned last meeting, is that I purchased the tote bags for the tabling purposes only, so that way we don't have to like look through our department's office and about all the items that we need to bring to the tabling event. You know, at least we're prepared item wise, right? So there's that. But I think tabling for Indigenous Month, I think that would be great. Any questions? Okay, perfect. All right. Okay, so we will not be doing IDEA interns introductions, unfortunately, but we can have her introduce herself.
I'm Ruby. I'm an IDEA intern. My mentor is Jaden.
Major.
My major is marketing management. I'm a sophomore.
All right, you guys, before we move on to public comment, I'm so sorry, I totally forgot the compliances with Nevada open meeting law. So was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m. not including the meeting date? Yes, it was. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, date, year, at the time and located listed on the agenda? Yes, it's in person, Joe Crowley Student Union, 406 conference room, fourth floor, and the agenda is for Friday, October 24th, 2025 at 1:30 p.m. which we started at 1:34. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes, ma'am. Yes. Okay, perfect. Okay, now moving on to public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Yes.
Viviana Castro, Chair of Committee on IDEA, for the record. I'd like to give a not brief update on the IndocuPAC situation, though I'm unsure of what is already known, considering I've heard now that you've met with the program recently. As of my last meeting with IndocuPAC Director Najira and Legal Counsel, the program will be undergoing a name change within the foreseeable future, this new name being PAC Pathways. At this moment, the approach the program would like to take in the form of publicity is still up for discussion, but the Senate resolution written by Senators Issa, Kitch, and Moss, co-sponsored by myself and other senators, a resolution to support IndocuPAC, has been seen by Director Najira and legal counsel, who hold no substantial problems with us sending the resolution to Nevada Attorney General or any other public official with whom we choose. Overall, legal counsel of WIO has asked that all individuals speaking on the program please be mindful of the language that can inspire accusations of bias. Specifically, the IndocuPAC program serves all students regardless of immigration status, does not provide federally funded programs, but refers students to services funded through state funding. This is all in compliance with state and federal law. The Committee on IDEA is, as always, open to collaboration for events and initiatives suitable to support our DEI-aligned programs. Additionally, at this time, I am personally working on a resolution to express ASUN's stance on ICE presence on campus, such as denouncing the U.S. Supreme Court's recent decision in Nome v. Vasquez Perdomo, and reinforce our support for student safety from violent and racially discriminatory immigration and custom enforcement action. This resolution will look similar to others seen by student governments belonging to universities such as Cal Poly Pomona, Virginia Tech, and others. During UPDNC's presentation to the Senate recently, I inquired as to whether or not the campus-wide messaging system could be used to alert students to ICE presence on campus. I was told no, but I will continue within my jurisdiction to try and enact an initiative similar to what we've seen in California, where in universities and other forms of education are provided immediate alerts upon notice that ICE presence is on campus. That's all for today.
Thank you. Is there any questions? Director Navarte, for the record. And honestly, that was very insightful. I did not know about the name change. However, you know, is there any way that we could possibly let all the students know at UNR that there will be a name change, or is it still in the process?
So, Viviana Castro, for the record, right now, the legal counsel and the, like, just generally the department or the program, DocuPAC, they're still going through with the university what they would like the media approach to be, in terms of whether or not we want to bring more publicity to the entire program at all. We don't want to, so for example, we want the news cycle to technically function, like, to technically focus on the resolution that's being passed and, like, the individual student support towards the DocuPAC program. But we also don't want to seem as if we are shifting any sort of, being shifty at all in terms of changing the name from DocuPAC to PAC Pathways.
Okay.
So right now it's up in the air. And then hopefully our next meeting with DocuPAC program will likely tell us whether or not they'd like us to broadly announce the new name or not, or keep it, like, you know, down low to discretion.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the question, though.
Is there any other questions, concerns, comments?
Announcements?
No? Okay. Perfect. Director Navarte, for the record, I'm sorry, one last comment, and thank you so much for being here today and the rest of you guys. And honestly, that was very insightful, Senator Castro. We will definitely keep in touch about what's going on. And would it be possible if we have a meeting in regards to the I Stand With Immigrants event for the Senate?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. I love that. All right. Well, now, everyone's favorite, we'll now move on to line item 10, adjournment. I adjourned this meeting at 2:40 on Friday, October 24th of 2025 in the Joe Crowley Student Union Conference Room 406.